Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yes. Yes. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Friday show. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. We're coming right into your dick holes. Take the speaker, put it up against your dick hole, and listen to me through your dick. That's a new way of podcasting. Nobody's entering people's bodies through their dick holes, except for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Goddamn right. Real Ass Podcast, live, coming at you like Cleopatra. International superstar Zach D'Amico with his spooky hair. Halloween season is upon us.
How you doing, buddy?
I love it. What?
I just realized how long and it's spooky hair. It really is.
My hair grows in like a mad scientist.
Yeah, but I feel like you're also teasing it. Like No, come on.
I woke up.
I'm teasing him. Look at this fucking fat retard. This dumb spooky hair. Come on, everyone. Come on, folks. There we go. All right. We're going to be here all day. I got jokes coming at you today, baby boy.
You're in a good mood.
You didn't think I was going to be funny, did you?
Neither of us whose hair is spooky. We've seen pictures of your father.
No, I know. I liked it. It was racist, guys. Yeah. We have an incredible show planned today. As always, two white guests, White Power Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. Guys, these guys know exactly what they're in for.
They signed up for
White Power Day on the Real Ass Podcast.
Shannon, you got to text me beforehand.
That is the name of today's episode.
They want a raffle to be on.
White Power Day. Mike Feeney. Is here, even though he's a traitor. There was a secret 9-month ban that we were running out of guests that we could have gotten today. So
I was banned.
He was unbanned from the studio just based off of needing somebody today
and like true talent
was
rises to the top.
An okay guest. Yeah. We needed at least somebody. No, I told you we have the tiered guest list.
You didn't tell me that, but I assume that if
didn't we tell him about the tiered guest list, Shannon? No.
I think it was Ian, maybe.
Oh, it was Ian. That's right. And I feel like
Ian should be banned.
We sort of fucked Ian on his tier. What tier is Mike Feeney?
If I'm not on or above Ian's tier, I'm furious.
I think Ian was the lowest. The lowest.
Oh, okay, good. Again, though, my point still stands. If I'm not above Ian's tier,
shit,
it's gonna be a problem.
Ian's tier. Also, ladies and gentlemen, very happy to be making his real ass debut. I'm saying that he's happy to be making his real ass debut. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been hearing a lot about this guy. The great Zach D'Amico has vouched for you. The great Shannon Lee Hire has vouched for you. Wow. Those are two real ass vouchers right there, okay? Two real ass, that's a big fucking deal. And I see you're nervous. It's okay. You don't got to be nervous around me. I have an intimidating personality and presence, but you're about to be a fucking star, baby boy. It's Nathan Orton.
What's up?
What up, doggy?
Dude. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, dude. This guy's got some spooky
hair. You guys never even met?
We never even met, dude.
No.
Wow.
I know who you are.
I know you know who I am, dog. Oh, fuck man. Yeah. I found out I'm a legend. Colin Turrell told me that I'm a living legend in New York the other day when I was on his podcast.
In what?
I'm a living legend.
In what circles? Me
all,
too circles?
In all circles, dude. Fuck the circles, squares, triangles, hexagons, all the
shit. Oh, because other comics all have bits about you.
Yeah. That was the theme of Colin's show. So yeah, a lot of people talk about it. We don't fucking try to downplay
importance. It's a great bit that other comics have about you.
Dude.
Nate's bit's killer.
Can you not?
Jay's bit's killer.
Can you not?
What? Where's your bit about Nate and Jay? How about that?
You left the network.
The show ended. I didn't leave the network.
Now you're
the show
trying
ended.
To out-alpha me in front of my fucking
First
friend
off,
Nate.
I out-alpha you. I'll out-alpha you on every time I come on
Me and Nate are bonding
show.
Over our fucking beautiful hair. I used to have hair just like that.
I don't know.
That's what my hair was like. Shannon, find me with hair.
Find me
with hair.
What a fun search to send her on. Find me with hair.
So Nathan, I'm very. Is it Nate or Nathan?
Nathan. Nathan. It doesn't matter.
I like it, dude. This guy's got a fucking strong jawline.
Exactly the same.
Dude, you play. I play the regular guitar. So you play bass?
No, that was my sister's bass. Oh. I play drums, but I'll dabble.
How fat is your sister that they started her on bass?
She started with the bass, went straight under the tuba.
Yeah.
My sister only plays fat instruments. Just a bass drum. Boom, 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 boom. So yeah, look, incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get it fucking going. Racist live chat is bumping. 237 people in the racist live chat. That's it this morning. Are we bombing on Fridays? What happened here, Shannon? We gotta fix this. I didn't tweet. Maybe that's what it is. Shannon, tweet for me. Tweet, Shannon. I'm gonna give you my passwords for everything. Can you just tweet for me? Please, I
can't see Shannon's reaction, but it was one of utter displeasure.
Are you saying utter because she's a cow?
That's what I picture
when that's Lewis's head all the time.
That's damn it! I was waiting for the fucking drop dead. God damn it, Zach.
I meant to do all that. My fingers are fucking smashing. Smashing. Nathan Orton, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Just Instagram, Nathan Orton NYC. I put all my shows on my story, so just come to a show.
Hell yeah, dude. Come fucking represent. Fucking support this guy. This guy fucking represents the white race the right way.
What are you doing?
The white race the right way. That's a new t-shirt. The new Nathan Orton t-shirt going to be released on the Real Ass Podcast as an exclusive. That's what we got to do. We have to start giving everyone their own t-shirts on the show that we sell exclusively.
Guess
brand
merch.
New one. Dude, yeah. All we got to do is get 10 retards to buy every shirt.
Yeah.
There's definitely 10 retarded fans out there that are like, dude, we got to buy every shirt. There's 2 guests per show, 3 shows per week, 6 shirts per week, 60.
Uh-oh.
That's 60 shirts per week. That's like $150.
Way more.
It's not
than
that. It's not that good on there.
It's
their
a lot of work.
They give us a good cut.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
They're pretty generous with us.
Yeah. So anyway, the brand new White is Right t-shirt for Nathan Orton available at realizepodcast.com. That website doesn't even exist. Mike Feeney, what do you have to plug?
Go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/nyfreshmaker. At I am Mike Feeney on social media, mikefeeneycomedy.com. Watch my special Rage Against the Routine, youtube.com/mikefeeneycomedy. Check out my podcast, Here's a Scenario.
Like it. I like it. Zach Amico.
Instagram Zach is not funny. Just check out my other shows. Bye guys, at Ian Fidance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Then at midnight we are watching Anaconda with Ice Cube and Jennifer Lopez. And then Catalyst Wrestling comes back to New Jersey on September the 17th. We're in Jersey City on Erie Street. Check out my social media for all the details.
Also, there's rumors that somebody might be making an appearance at Catalyst Wrestling that night. Who knows what's gonna happen. All I know is no one's safe in that building.
Uh-oh.
When the Puerto Rican rattlesnake
is
training
Kane?
For an 9-1-1. He's making his Catalyst debut. It's wild. No one's safe in that building. I'm getting in fucking shape right now. Oh, look at those arms. Look at those arms. Would you look at them? That's real life. Feeney, you walk around like that. I walk around like this. Deal with it.
That's fine. Because you look great right now. I'll give it
it's
to you.
It's almost like you're secure in what you actually do for a living.
Yeah. You look great right now. I mean, you know, give it 3 months on either side, you're gonna be an absolute disaster. And that's the fun for all of us, is
Good.
Watching this Icarus-like sort of flight towards Spickers. The sun. And just constantly being like, look how fucking good I am, doggies. And then all of a
I'll
sudden, next time I see you, it's donut.
I'm burning. I'm in the sun.
Why did no one tell me the sun was
Help!
Hot?
And then you fall to earth.
Fat burns and
you start. You fall back to earth, and then you start your ascent again. Yeah. It's fun to watch, man. It's
fat
fun to watch.
Fat burning. Sun smells good.
Yeah, it's the endless yo-yo.
Yeah,
but when you're in
that's
shape,
not true.
Buddy. No, it is.
I've already decided.
A lot
already,
of us,
told
a lot of us talk about it.
I told my girlfriend, if I get her pregnant, I'm getting fat and I'm staying fat. That's it. That's I'm never yo-yoing again. I'm just gonna. It's
I don't
over.
Think you could.
What?
I don't think you could stay fat. I think it would drive you crazy.
No, it doesn't drive me crazy.
It's like a kid thing. Because you were fat as a kid, so now it's like this like constant drive.
Look, let me get my plugs, and we're gonna get into this. All right, all right. I don't like you trying to break me down with your fucking mustache. You're not a detective.
Hey,
beat it.
We're both mustache brothers, all right?
I'm a whole fucking... I'm like, this is just...
If you need to get rid of the rest of it, just keep the stash.
You think so?
Yeah.
Shannon, give me a razor right now.
Yeah.
On the show. Shannon, shave me. Shannon,
shave me!
Shannon, I need you to shave me on the show. That's so hot.
Find me hair, shave me.
That's so hot. Shannon shaving me on the show?
Yeah, you just do it.
Paco, go get Shannon a razor.
A straight razor.
Do I trust her with a straight razor?
Shannon.
Dry shave.
This is your opportunity.
Yeah. We would all understand. And we could you could write it off.
Just
yeah.
bleeds me out yeah. like a fucking cow.
Sweeney Todd. Yeah.
Shannon, you're shaving. Have you ever done a straight razor?
No, I wouldn't trust me with a straight. I don't
get
know
get a
what
straight
to do
razor. I want a straight razor. Nah, should I trust with a straight razor? Or should I get like a fucking Bic?
A Bic,
a Bic.
The
fucking
pen company that also puts razor blades in their plastic.
If you tell Paco to get a Bic, he's coming back with a lighter.
No, get like a fucking Bic, like fucking Octo, with something with like 8 blades or something that is nearly impossible for her to fuck me up with. Paco,
he's eating.
Paco's
slowly.
Just staring at me.
Slowly
made eye contact with you in medicine.
As he took a bite of his sandwich, he doesn't give a fuck at all. He's not moving. He's like, I don't work for this show. By the way, Paco doesn't work for this show. I don't even know what Paco does. I got to be honest with you.
Most people don't.
I have no idea. I think Paco is, his title would be content creator or content
freelance?
Producer. I don't really know what he does. He just hangs
he's
out.
Smart.
And he films some stuff and he fucking somehow around his face. Nobody knows what he does.
He's like Creed in The Office.
I think we started paying him a couple months ago. I swear to God. For this other thing, we're supposed to do a spin-off of Fight Journal called Gas Journal. He's been taking pay on this project. He hasn't even, he's just eating. I don't see him doing anything. He's eating more.
He's eating for free.
We're paying him to eat now.
But and you bought the food.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It's wild. Do you
what
put
a
that,
genius.
Do you put that on our tab, your food? I bet you he does. Look into this, Shannon.
You're not going to look in the books.
Look in to see if Paco, because people are like, dude, Paco's the fucking man. Paco does nothing. All he does is Fight Journal.
But do you understand that's why he's the man?
He makes more money than most of the producers. And all he does is Fight Journal. It's a 4-minute-a-week web series shot on one camera.
It's very easy, it seems like.
That's crazy, Paco.
A little human.
And then once in a while, I ask him to do something for the show, and he looks at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Bricks.
Do we got it?
Oh, Bricks in the live chat says, I take a knife for Nat. Knife for Nat. Hell yeah. Natalie, they love you. They fucking love you. Hell yeah.
I said I'm glad.
I'm glad, too. All right, look, let me do my plugs. I never did my fucking plugs. Yeah. Get me a razor, Paco. Shannon's going to shave me on the show. I'm just going mustache, okay? Pucks?
Hell yeah.
Get her a good razor and some nice shaving cream as well. Maybe some aftershave. I don't need aftershave. Fine. You're right on that.
Wow. I love that. Paco's the only guy who can really put you in your
place. He really did.
No,
he said no.
He just shook his head no. Like, it's not even on the table of
right,
discussion.
Paco. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Dude, is Paco cucking you?
Kinda,
this whole
dude.
Network?
Dude, Paco just walks in and just gets his dick sucked by Natalie while he's making out with Shannon. It's like, welcome to the Paco show.
Yeah.
Paco, he's pretty hot for an Asian, too. Not for nothing. Usually Asian men are the least attractive of all humans.
Is he Asian?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hawaiian is Asian.
I never know.
It's a...
Yeah.
There's
South Pacific.
Okay. Yeah. There's like an Asian Latino... I can't tell the difference at
yeah, dude, it's
point.
Like Filipino, Filipino-y. It's like, you're right, it's the Puerto Rican of Asians.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why he's hot, dude. He looks like he's got a butt. I bet Paco's got a nice butt.
He's right? got a sweet dog.
Hell yeah. He does have a... I thought you were talking about his dick.
No,
yeah, sweet dog. We saw his dick a few weeks ago.
Yeah, his dick is...
You did?
Yeah, it was nothing to write home about.
Not great.
In terms of size or girth, or what are you talking?
Oh, yeah. I used to have a joke with that line. Nothing to write home about.
Girth?
But who does write home about their dick? Dear Moms.
Yeah.
Oh, I
dear
remember
moms.
That joke, too.
Yeah, what was that joke?
You would really take
dear
your time
moms.
Writing
wiggity,
that.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity.
Dear Moms. My dick is dope. What was it? Fuck, that was a good joke. I don't remember any of these jokes
my
anymore.
It was my dick's nothing to write home about, but who writes home about their dick? Probably black guys.
Oh,
dear
yeah,
moms.
Yeah, probably black guys. Because it was about black people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What was the setup? Anyway. Yeah, you guys, go check out that special. Let me check out his
probably
special.
Probably telling her inside.
Is it on there? It might be on there. If it's not... If it's not, it's coming back, baby boy. I can rewrite that bitch right now. Let's go. Yeah, guys, look. Live show's coming up. September 30th through October 2nd, I will be at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas, headlining Thursday through Saturday. I might add a Sunday show if it sells out, so grab those fucking tickets. Zach, you want to come down? Rooch yes, down sir. There. You want to come again? It doesn't matter. You can come again.
Yeah.
We didn't
if you
do,
want me.
Yeah, do you feature? Maybe I'll get fucking Colm as well. Huh. Do a Depraved, do a Real Ass Podcast. You know Natalie's coming. You guys split 8 minutes each.
Yep.
That'd be great. Look, guys, grab your ticket September 30th through October 2nd. And I think I'm actually going to England. I think I have to get this fucking...
passport?
No, I have a passport.
Yeah?
How Puerto Rican do you think I am?
It's not bad. It's just...
No, I got to get the fucking...
Vaccine?
Vaccine. Mm, yeah, I think I got to do it. I think I'm going to be in England. But it's bumming me out. I feel like fucking... The libtards have won.
Yeah.
I do.
They were really smart to shut down the rest of the world to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's making me so angry.
And planes and restaurants. I just think, yeah,
it's going to be much more than that. It's going to go further. And yeah. I can't.
You can't enter a comedy club right now.
I don't give a fuck. I don't enter comedy clubs. Comedy clubs enter me. Okay? Dude, what? I am the comedy club.
They enter you?
Oh, yes. That's how I get stage time. I let comedy club managers enter me.
Ah.
LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Go to there, grab tickets. I'm also going to be in Canada in December. Got gigs in Cali coming up in December. Lots of stuff coming up. Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th, Houston, Texas. It's happening, big boys. I'll tell you right now, they will not shut down Skankfest South. Mark my words. Mark my words.
That sounds familiar.
Money back guarantee.
Yeah.
No, what we're doing is we are having an alternative plan, whereas if they fuck with the indoor shit, we're going to do it outside. We're going to do everything outside. We're shutting down the seats. We got it, baby. Don't worry. Don't you worry about it. We got this.
We
have a fail-safe plan. We are doing Skankfest no matter what. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting us throughout all this. Shout out to us for supporting Yo Kratom. Who supports Kratom companies publicly? No one but us. We're the best.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible, guys. Tickets are already sold out. But listen to this show. We will be giving away tickets throughout the next couple months because we do only have a couple months for Skankfest. The best time you will ever have in comedy.
To get in, you have to prove that you're not vaccinated, though.
It's true. There's no vaccines allowed. You have to show your handgun at the door.
That's what I'm excited about with Skankfest is because, you know, it's always a great time, but now there's like 2 years of anticipation built up into this, so this is going to be like a crazy one.
It's by far the largest Skankfest we've ever had. The most people, the biggest lineup, the craziest fucking events, the craziest surprises planned. We have some crazy shit planned.
I'm excited.
You have no idea. You're going to lose your mind with some of the shit we have planned.
I'm going to lose my mind in many ways.
Your fucking mind. Feedy, I almost want to tell Feedy. I can't, though, because I can't let the cat out of the bag.
We'll talk after the show.
No, I can't tell you ever.
You'll tell me.
No, I won't.
You'll absolutely.
If you let Shannon shave your mustache, I'll tell you.
No.
Well,
and because you definitely won't. You would lie and be like,
I would not.
Just kidding, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, like, we're having a mustache competition. You lose.
Yeah.
Dork. $10,000 first prize.
Yeah.
No. Lots of stuff happening at Skankfest, and I'm very, very excited about it. Let's get into this. Let's get to fucking know you, Nathan. Yeah.
What's up?
Fucking Nathan, dude.
What's up, guys?
This guy. People keep on saying, like, this guy, you gotta bring this guy in. He's fucking great. I was like, I don't know. He's a little too handsome. Sometimes this is what I felt about Feeney at first. Handsome guys are not...
He's threatened by us.
I'm not threatened by you. I'm saying that
I
it's
can't
like...
can't even grow a mustache.
You can't
neither
grow
could
a mustache.
I until I
can't
started
grow
doing
any
this
facial
podcast.
Hair.
Me really? Too, pal. Start with the mustache. That's the only thing that comes in.
I think I'm Native American or something.
Really? Well, Native Americans can grow facial. They can't.
I've never seen a Native American facial hair. It's the first time I've ever thought of it. You just blew my mind. Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Wow.
That's why that Indian was really crying.
Yeah.
He wanted a beard. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
The guy who threw it just had a big, nice beard. He was like, damn.
I mean, dude, I got to be honest with you. Like, thinking back, like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Paco. Thinking back.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I was the kid in the car who fucking threw the bag of garbage at that Indian guy. Like, not literally, but like, do you know how many times.
He means in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I just fucking would fling garbage out my car when I was 6 years old, like with no regard?
Damn.
Yeah.
Stop acting like you're fucking better than me. You never did
that. I was. No, I had loving parents, so it's like, you know, they would tell you that it's wrong, but it's without that.
I would get out of my car. Anytime I had anything in my car, if I pulled over in a parking lot, I would just if I was going to the mall, I would take all my garbage and I'd just leave it outside of my car. Like, that's where it went, was outside of my car. No, I was even ashamed. I was like, look, it's me. Hello, everyone. I did this.
Yeah, you leave it at your car?
Yes, I did. I would.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't a problem.
Well, good for you for changing. Have you?
Yeah, I have changed. I mean, well, I'll throw biodegradable things out the window.
There you go.
Sure.
You know,
some bread, napkin.
Well, bread is food. Food is for birds.
But it,
you can feed the birds. That's crazy.
If you can't feed the bird, you throw it on a highway. Bird's going to come on the highway to try and get the bread. Now you're killing birds.
Who did I argue with this about recently? It was a chick, and she... Paco, you texted me? What, Paco? What are you doing? You're texting me. What are you texting me?
Well, good thing this didn't disrupt the show or the flow.
The barber upstairs is willing to shave me with a straight razor during the podcast. He's willing to come down and straight razor me.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's fucking awesome.
That's pretty badass. But how am I podcasting during while he's straight razoring me?
You have to do one of these situations, like this right here, right? Plus, you're
might
loud.
Not be able
I feel
to,
like talking
talk.
During it
yeah.
might be dangerous.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't talk.
Oh, yeah. You should talk a lot.
We can talk. We can do a Puerto Rican accent yeah. while you're getting here.
You guys are just, you make me laugh. I'm like, oh! Yeah, and maybe not, Paco. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just going to have Shannon shave me. It's also kind of hot with Shannon shaving me. There's like a sexuality there.
True.
Shannon's face has been permanent suck on a lemon face ever since you've suggested.
Lemon. That's yeah. what you like, think that's like, what that face is.
She's doing this.
Shannon's got permanent suck on a dick face.
That barber might suck on your dick.
Maybe.
Might be better.
Nathan, might, coming alive.
Maybe like this it. Is Nathan finally... knows the type of show that he's on right now.
He maybe. Finally had his big break. He's going to go be disappointed. Paco's going
to Oh, Paco's Paco told him to get him to get his shit ready, and now he's going to tell him not to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make Paco go tell him to come down again.
Yeah, yeah. Once he comes back,
and
like,
then
we're
I'm
into
gonna,
it.
Then I'm going to cancel one more time.
Yeah, yeah.
This is it.
Remain.
So,
make Paco earn that paycheck.
So, Nathan, you yeah. they were telling me that you are brothers with a
yes.
famous professional wrestler.
Yes.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
His fucking brother's The Undertaker. How cool is
it's
that?
It's fucking crazy.
It's fun.
It's fucking badass. How cool would that be, actually? I don't know anybody, any of the wrestlers that well, but it's not The Undertaker, right?
No.
Damn it. I'm kidding. Randy Orton, who is, I'm not a massive pro wrestling fan, but I know Randy Orton's
sure.
a massive pro wrestler.
Yeah.
It's a fucking big
Randy
name.
Orton was like right after I stopped watching wrestling, but he is,
thanks.
You know, very, very big.
Very big, very big deal. So he's your older brother?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
he's
crazy.
8 years older than me.
So you got to like walk in his shadows because he's a big deal in the entertainment industry.
I've all, yeah. I it's something that I've just come to accept. I don't even think about it. It doesn't
right.
bother me at all. Yeah.
You have his face.
Thank you.
Does
can
he,
we, can
do
we see
put
his
up a
face?
Picture? Because he's also like yoked, isn't he? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your brother wearing
that bulge?
I was going to say.
He's
the,
got a nice
tight...
dick. Shannon's very, by the way, she told me today. She was like, his brother's like the hottest wrestler.
I mean,
ever.
He's a great. I mean, look at him. I mean, where?
Yeah,
find me an imperfection, why don't you?
His promos mostly.
Look, yeah, that's Shannon's type of guy.
I
fucking.
Now, where is he getting his HGH? Because I'll fucking.
Yeah, he's a beast.
I'll juice up on that.
He was always just big. He was like 6'4", 6'5".
Wow.
Yeah. From like when I can remember.
Yeah, and then, yeah, he's just a fucking massive
just a big
dude.
Got
and
the better genes.
Yeah, and now you have to try to pitter-patter your way through open mics as your
yes.
brother,
yes.
as a fucking WWE superstar.
Yeah.
Does he put you over, though? Does he, like, retweet your jokes
no,
or anything
I,
like that?
I specifically am like, don't help me, dude. The last thing I need when I finally, if I make it, is have people like, oh, he just did it because his brother. So I avoid that.
That's a terrible strategy.
Yeah, that'll change. For
yeah.
That's a terrible strategy. You should literally not give a fuck what people say,
yeah.
and you should just go make it.
You should start a podcast
yeah.
and have him on it with you. And
yeah,
then
you
just...
should. Yeah, the fucking Orton brothers.
The
yeah,
way the way comedy works now is find someone famous, do a podcast with them. You're set.
That's it, dude. You literally yeah. should start the fucking Orton brother. You should, and then you should do a movie together. You do like white chicks, but do black chicks. Blackface. You and Randy Orton in blackface with fucking weaves, and you just act like black chicks. Dude. You start, you're just loud. You start fighting people.
We can. We both can do great impressions because of where we grew up.
Yeah. So I love it. I love this.
Where'd
this
you grow
is great.
Up?
St. Louis.
Now let me ask this: is the RKO? Isn't that the Diamond Cutter from Diamond Dallas Page? Aren't they very similar moves?
Technically, the Diamond Cutter is the Ace Crusher that Diamond Dallas Page took from Johnny Ace.
But is that not the same as
technically
the, RKO?
The Ace Crusher is the that. Sledgehammer?
No,
that Johnny Ace took
because,
from
because
no,
it's like
Greg the Sledgehammer.
It's like a Stone Cold Stunner, but you land on your back.
Face.
Nope, they're kind of different.
That's always was my question with those moves. If you're Stone Cold Stunner, at least you're landing. The person's landing on Stone Cold's landing on his ass, so you're getting like
yeah.
jostled back. But with that, it's like he's landing on his back as equally as the other guy's landing on his stomach. Yeah. So I feel like it should hurt both parties.
Hey, cut this part out.
Sure.
It's not real.
What? It still hurts. It's real to me, damn it.
I mean, well, I mean, some of the moves hurt, and then some of them are ridiculous. The like some of them, like hurt? How would that hurt?
Yeah.
Like the one move where, like, okay, like essentially you
put Hurricane Rana.
No, you put your arms over each other, like you're two drunk brothers, like hanging out, like,
yeah.
Russian legs.
And then you wrap your one leg around his leg,
both
and then
back.
You both.
Yeah, and it only
what
hurts.
What is
him.
That doing?
It only why hurts anyone... him.
What is that doing yeah. to anybody? You're hurting. What am I hurting on you?
Yeah,
it's not a move.
Yeah,
it just kind of looks okay.
It like really hurts one person, and the other like spring kips up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to kip up. It's a waste of energy. Do you not know anything about energy conservation?
Yeah, now you're just tired.
Yeah.
That's wild. Why would you do any of that?
I don't know how you guys do any of it. Like, it's brutal.
I can't fucking...
I remember I watched Tough Enough the first season that came out, and then, like, trying to take a fall, and just, like, that landing on your, like, the top of your back. Oh, my God.
Bouncing off the ropes, even. Just the
that
bruises.
Hurts?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did a class
shocked.
Last year when we did the bit for Skankfest, or 2 years ago. Yeah. And I took an actual, like, we did a day of training. And, yeah, it's very, very physically demanding. Within 5 minutes of just working the ropes and taking bumps, you are, and cocaine, you're rocking and
you're
rolling.
You're ready to go!
That doctor at Skankfest had to take my blood pressure.
Oh, my God.
I was up for 2 days, and he does my blood pressure, and he looks at me, and he sees my pupils, like, completely dilated. He goes... Real excited for the show, huh, buddy? I went very excited. And
you
went,
hadn't slept for 2 days?
Oh, yeah. I was up.
Oh, because it was Sunday when the wrestling. But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And he was like, all right, go on out there, knucklehead.
So, Nathan, Shannon is single and she hasn't had sex in a long time. She wants to suck and fuck your brother. So, this is the reality. I think the reason she's trying to angle so much with you coming on all these shows is because she's looking for an in with Randy Orton. Is your brother married?
He is married.
But he cheats, for sure. There's no way. He's a WWE superstar. He's a handsome man.
We don't cheat in my family.
On the road 300 days a year.
Does he still wrestle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's damn near impossible. I don't believe what he says. I like the fact that he was speaking to his own girlfriend just now. He's like, we don't cheat in my family.
Yeah.
We don't.
Good man, Nathan.
And I don't think it's good. I think it's stupid. I wish I would have cheated on every fucking girlfriend I've ever had.
Oh, you think it's had. You wish you would have cheated?
Yeah, I wish I would have.
Do you have a girlfriend now? Do you have a girlfriend now?
I'm single now. Went on a date last night, had 3 wines, came back to my place, couldn't get my dick hard, want to kill myself.
No way. Yeah. Was she a hot chick?
Yeah.
Red wine or white wine?
White.
It was
white wine,
pink
wine.
White,
rosé.
Yeah, it was. Because
it was
rosé. Dude, no, rosé soft
maybe
dick.
It turned me gay.
Dude, rosé soft dick is the gayest you've ever been. You couldn't get your dick hard for a hot chick after drinking rosé all night.
I've never heard of that.
Dude, do you break up with every girlfriend with an arcade?
My question is, so your brother... And your dad are wrestlers. So when you have a soft dick, does the girl try to pick it up 3 times and then let it fall
down? The third time it goes.
Oh, your dad's a pro wrestler too.
Cowboy Bob Orton.
And my grandpa.
Oh, that's right. Your dad's a famous pro wrestler.
Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his grandpa.
I know. Who's his grandpa?
Tommy the Snake Orton.
Every man in my family with a functional penis has to be a wrestler.
So. I know.
Why didn't you didn't want to be it? Or they
no
they
no he wanted
like,
it he wanted it. He just didn't have a functional penis.
Yeah. They were like get hard. My whole family's like get hard, Nathan. Yeah, I'm just like no.
On your 13th birthday, they all try to just get you hard.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't do it. Too much rosé. So oh, they're all pro wrestlers, your whole family. And then you?
Yeah, I never had an interest in it. I wrestled in high school because I didn't know what... I was like, I guess I'm supposed to.
I'm supposed to actually...
But in
your mind, you were sort of like preparing for maybe a career possibly in pro wrestling. Did you ever train a day of pro wrestling?
Never.
Not once.
In my early 20s, when it was like evident that I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, my dad was like, if you ever want to go train, I'm like, I just don't. You have to be in love with that to do it because it's so brutal.
You didn't watch wrestling as a kid?
A little bit. Just like anyone else. My knowledge of wrestling is nothing compared to what you would assume.
Right.
I know nothing.
How old are you?
33.
Yeah, so you grew up during the... So you grew up during the best time of wrestling. That was like the Attitude Era. That was everything.
He's got to quit comedy to be a pro wrestler. You have the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah,
right,
that's all I wanted to do as a kid was be a pro wrestler.
That's all we wanted to do. Here you are like an asshole. Coming in and
throwing
doing
it away.
What are you doing? You're an Orton. You're a legendary Orton. What are you fucking doing? You're out there doing... You're fucking... opening for Feeny, probably. It's a goddamn nightmare.
I'll open for you.
Oh!
I could use some.
Your grandpa fucking...
It'll be the Right White Show.
Whatever. What's the grandpa's name?
Bob. It's Bob Orton.
Oh, it is.
Same
Bob
as my dad, Orton. Without the junior.
The Bob Orton junior.
Yeah.
Please. You're calling me Bob. Bob Orton. Yeah. The Bobs.
Yeah.
They would fuck... They're turning over in their graves right now.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's dad.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
That's
dude, how awesome. Hot must your mom be?
We either hot, hot or disgusting. One or the other. She's either a fucking 500-pound fucking...
But I mean, for that man to make him, that's a good-looking woman.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying his dad's ugly.
Yes. No, it's like when you see wrestlers' kids and they're like Foley's daughter is gorgeous. Mm. Yes. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
What fucking recessive genes did fucking happen?
Remember when we had to pretend that fucking Brooke Hogan was hot?
Oh, boy.
I was like, this fucking goofy bitch. She really wasn't
Whatever
hot.
Happened to her? See, I don't want to be, like, that's why. It's like, I want to be a Brooke Hogan. Just a
No, you
sibling.
Wouldn't, dude. You'd be a fucking legend right now. You'd be a champion.
We already
you
have your
be
story.
A Nick Hogan.
You have, like, your whole storyline. Oh, you're the guy who doesn't want to be a wrestler, and against all your parents have forced you into it, and you don't even have the body for wrestling, but still you kind of
him
come through the
steroids.
Ranks.
He's a little skinny.
No, but that he could be, like, fucking Xbox.
You two could be a fucking, like...
A tag team.
The Twinks.
I've been hitting the weights.
You've been hitting him. That's not what you got to do.
Yeah, you're
lift
supposed
them.
To lift them.
Like, stupid weights.
That's why I
did. Give me my rosé.
Just fucked up.
I'm so mad about my dick.
My dick doesn't work. Dumb weights.
I am mad about that.
I'd be mad, too.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. That happened to me once.
Jump in front of a train.
I don't want to think about it. It kills me every time I think about it.
About not getting hard?
Thanks, man.
Trust me, his is worse.
Mine's...
I guarantee you.
No, I can't. I can't.
Those he can't, are, but you're good. His is
the
worst.
Oh, mine's the worst. Mine is the fucking worst.
Can't you have a
can't you
terrible
save
dick?
The, can't you save the specific parties and tell
nope.
the story anyway?
Wait, there's no story
your
there.
Your dick's
no.
the worst?
Just...
No, he's...
It was just the hottest girl ever, and it just didn't work.
It's the nerves, I guess. I don't know what the fuck.
Performance
it's stupid.
Anxiety.
It was a goddamn nightmare. I think about it every... Literally every day of my life... Every day of my life, I think about this. I
think about it every day, too, when I'm sad.
When I wake up, my eyes open, I think about it, I go to sleep. Right before I go to sleep every day, it haunts me.
That next
the worst
day,
part,
we got Blue Chew ads. That was
the
it.
Worst part when you can't get hard for a hot girl is then you Rolodex in your mind all the disgusting girls you've been rock hard for.
The animals. The absolute dogs.
Yeah.
The pieces of shit, you fucking disgusting pigs. You make me sick, all of you. And the one.
Just pretend the hot chick's one of them. I just realized she's still at my place. She's probably like selling my guitar by now.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, she
you have
is.
A guitar too?
Yeah.
Dude, you're a fucking Orton. Ortons don't play guitar.
You're killing
Your
me.
Father said that to you when you wanted to pick it up when you were 12.
I could barely pick it up because my arms were so skinny.
I know. You're like, damn, stupid guitar. I guess I got to hit it.
My arms are limp too.
I'm hitting my guitar, hitting my weights. Dougie, you need to get on steroids, and we need to just catch up. We need to catch up.
Okay.
A lot of catch up. Some fat, and some sugar, put on some weight. There we go. All right,
catch up.
Those rules. We're going to fix your life, dude.
Thanks, man.
Because it's not too late. You probably could still get into it. At the very least,
33.
You probably...
33, yeah, that's only 68 in wrestler years.
No. It's actually probably good because he didn't waste the best years of his life fucking beating his body up.
Yeah.
Didn't, okay. When he could recover.
Well,
didn't
DDP started around
DDP started this around this age, dude. I started dabbling in pro wrestling at 36, so you can do it, dude.
Here's the thing. I also have hip dysplasia and a leg length discrepancy.
One leg shorter than the other?
Yeah, I'm all fucked up. It's really humiliating.
So you got to do like a Captain Morgan?
I have an heel lift.
Your shoes are different sizes.
Yeah.
Is that much of a discrepancy?
I put a heel lift in my shoes.
Dude, this is the angle, dude. We call you the fucking hermit crab, dude. Yeah. Now they have like one arm, like, you're big, like the, one arm, yeah, small, dude.
You're like the genetic mutation of all these perfectly chiseled Hortons. You're like the mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we found out that fucking Grandma Orton and Grandpa Orton were cousins. And, you know, this is what happens. No, dude. We'll pretend that your leg was shortened in a match. Okay. That'll be like a big storyline that your brother, when you were younger, used to push your leg into its body.
Yeah.
And then you come in and you're like, look what you did to me, Randy.
I get my revenge. And you don't even like do anything big. You just, during his title fight, you fucking sweep his leg when he's about to pin somebody.
Oh, I got his leg.
He did it. It's the leg he talked about. He uses that leg. Yeah.
He's like, fun. This is actually horrifying and humiliating, and I hate talking about it.
I'm having
it. Wait, what? Or... Oh, no.
I'm just making fun of you more.
I want to, I think if I kick with my shorter leg, I could get higher. Because
you probably
leg...
could.
Yeah.
It's like a spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is crazy.
What?
If I was your age, because I am your age, so if I was like, that was just such the height. If you were like, I'm 22, I'd be like, oh yeah, wrestling was kind of over.
Is it more about your long leg, short leg syndrome, and less about you not wanting to get into pro wrestling? Was that it? Was it, in your mind, you're like, dude, they don't make boots like that. Like, I'm not going to be able to fucking do this.
They definitely make boots like that.
Do they make pro wrestling boots for one short leg, one long leg?
Come on.
How much of a difference is it?
One of the Von Erichs had one foot.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not like...
What happened to him?
I think he got a motorcycle accident.
He got Ken Shamrock to fucking twist.
What? So how? What's the discrepancy?
Because
you're a handsome guy. I bet you got a big cock, dude. He's fucking tall as shit, dude. You got a bit.
One ball is way lower than the other.
Big. That's true. I didn't know I had a big dick until girls started telling me.
Yeah, but they tell me that too, and they're lying pigs.
Oh, okay.
Fucking lying whores.
Oh,
your dick's so big. I was like, shut up, bitch. Fucking lying bitch. Fucking suck it now. I have a lot of hate for myself. Anyway, won't even get hard.
Hey.
Good. So me. How big
have you tried hitting the weights?
How big is your dick?
Like 7 inches, I guess.
7 inches?
Yeah. Fucking soft?
Nice. I would. No, that's Randy's.
I would take one leg shorter than the other for another inch on my dick. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
How much of a discrepancy
that's
is
the,
it?
Well, it's almost an inch. So that's, we're like the same.
So would you give up one of your leg? This is actually a great, it's a great question. It's a great question right now, Zach. Would you give up one of your leg inches?
You're not giving up height. I would give up up to my knee and have a wheel on the other side.
Zach's already not walking perfectly angular. You know, it's a lot
of... Dude, I'd have to buy a house on a hill so I can stay here outside of it. Like, everything is great. I think I'd give up just for 1 inch. And all you got to do, what's the big deal?
Can you run, really? Or is it like going to fuck you up? Like, will it fuck up
your... No, he just runs in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can run. I'm good. Yeah.
He's athletic as fuck, dude. He's jacked.
No, but I'm saying if you think about one leg shorter than the other every time you're running, you would think there would just be just that little tweak that over a long term time of running is probably doing horrific stuff to his lower back.
Yeah, so I don't jog. I just lift weights. That's actually precisely spot on. Yeah.
Wow. So am I a fucking doctor? Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Bam.
You do look like a fucking...
Feeny the physician coming this fall.
You do look like a fucking gay doctor.
I mean, gay doesn't have to be a part of it.
That would be a character that you play. Like, you just, like, your doctor comes in.
You have just, AIDS.
Are you
always wants to check their balls no matter what for no reason? Hell yeah. Because you have a very boyish
charm.
The mustache looks fake. That's the problem. Yeah. It looks... You're too boyish.
I know.
So the mustache
That's
actually looks
fake. That's
why
the mustache is here, is because the juxtaposition is inherently funny. This is a sexy mustache. Women are throwing their clothes.
What is your wife?
That's why I assume she likes it, because I've looked like you this whole time. I've never had facial hair, so she's like, it's anything different. It's easier to be
doggy.
Somebody else.
And exactly. Anybody else for one moment.
Exactly.
Doggy, you shouldn't have juxtapositions on your face.
Well, you do.
What juxtapositions do I have?
Well, obviously you don't.
That's
think
crazy,
that looks
dude.
Good. You don't think that looks
you
good?
You think this
obviously.
Is a juxtaposition on my
you
fucking,
don't,
like
yeah,
I'm
you don't
fucking
think that looks good.
Like I'm Two-Face from Batman. Like
no,
No, you fucking asshole, dude. You shouldn't have
you
to.
You look at yourself in the mirror and go, I look hot with this with this facial hair. You
Batman's nemesis, the human sty.
Listen, first of all, the sty's almost done. Second of all,
so many styes. No one has more styes than you.
Big J. Me and Big J, we're two dirty-eyed motherfuckers. I don't know what to tell you. Is what it is. Do you think you're better looking than me?
It's a different look than you. Very different.
No woman would want you over me.
We've already done this on this show.
It's apples and
this
mangoes.
It's a recurring segment. This is why you don't know anything about podcasting. This is why you left the network to go beyond What's the Scenario.
Didn't leave the network. Stop the podcast.
Started What's the Scenario.
Actually said very nice things about you.
In spite of our network. Guys, new segment. It's time to dox Mike Feeney.
Let's not do that as a segment.
It's time to dox Feeney's family.
What is wrong with you? Why would you say... Because here's the thing. People know... wait for the dog.
Never cross me.
But it's not crossing you in any way. And you can't possibly think it's crossing you. You understand. You understand. Clearly you understand. You understand.
Folks, don't dox him, Feeney. He's freaking out, everyone.
We had a great conversation. Because Feeney, here's the thing. Feeney's even though you're kidding.
Feeney's having a meltdown right now. Don't dox him. Everyone relax.
Even though kidding, you don't understand the level of autism that is
there's like
your
four
fan
of
base.
Them that yes, will dox you.
Who are already typing and going like, you know.
Has anybody eaten a donut yet?
What's going on with the donut situation?
Oh, I think I figured this out.
What'd you figure out?
That's his job.
What?
This is just, don't worry, guys. We'll fill the
We'll do it later.
Time.
We'll do it later. What, I think I figured it out.
Tell
Hold
me,
on.
Tell me.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Can you say what you thought it was now that it's
No,
not
I don't
true?
Want to.
Why?
No, it's, R. Kelly, I guess he was in the news again, because he's a real-ass dude. I've said that since day one, and I'm not condoning what he does, but I'm saying he keeps it fucking real-ass. He loves children, okay?
Regardless of gender, it seems.
Yeah, dude, he just goes for the kids, and with no regard. Like, I mean, wow. The fact that he hooked up with a girl who showed up to his child porn charges, an underage girl showed up to, like, support him, and then he started fucking her, it was like, damn, wow. R. Kelly, damn.
Yeah, there's just no way this is going to end without him.
I blame all the kids.
Well, look, you can't, you know.
Nathan trying to make a nice highlight for himself during this podcast. Even Lewis is like, well, no,
easy,
you can't.
Dude, easy, yeah. Kids.
he's like, this will hit during Real Life Podcast with Lewis. I'm a father, you fuck.
I love it.
No, I understand what he's saying, though.
Yeah, it's like a chicken showing up to a slaughterhouse. Like, what are you guys doing in there?
Get out of here. It's over. Yeah, so R. Kelly, he was in the news again because I guess his studio manager testified that R. Kelly would dock the pay of any employee that ate his donuts.
Oh.
So I set a trap here because I have a lot of respect for R. Kelly, the way he lives his life, even though I don't agree with him fucking children. Yeah. And I've said that since day one. I don't agree with him fucking children, but I do agree with him going for what he wants when he wants it, like a fucking real ass dude. 48 laws of power to his way into those children's pants. So you got to respect that. So today, I put these donuts out to see if anybody would eat them. Feeney was the only person so far to grab a donut.
Didn't take it, though. I was about to grab
a donut. He didn't, because then I started yelling about the donuts being out of the box, and then Feeney's like, wait, why?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on? What's
you
going
were
with these
very,
donuts?
You were very
specific.
And also, when I said, oh, can we do these donuts, you very weirdly and nicely went, you can do whatever you want, which was so suspect.
You
that
said, can I have a donut? Are we allowed to eat these? And I said, you can do whatever you want. You're
and
right.
Then you said it with a smirk and then walked out of the room, so I never put something back faster. You should do that with James. That was like a great technique. I was like, I'll never have a donut again.
Yeah. Well, now I want to... Nobody's eating the donut yet, but there's been nobody in the studio yet. Are you eating a donut right now, Paco?
He's fucking alpha in you, dude. If you can cut... Look at it. It's slow eating a donut.
Paco's pay is being docked. Paco's pay is being docked this week.
You don't even know where it is. You can't find the accounts receivable.
I can find it right now.
He's 100%.
Natalia. I'll tell Natalia right now. Now you're having your doc pay.
He's going to pay your docking fees.
Gay doctor pay. Dock your fucking
dick. That's what I wanted with the vanilla and the sprinkles. Save me that one. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Wait, what's happening?
Look at Ben. Holy fucking shit, Ben. You can do whatever you want, Ben. You can do whatever you
want.
He
didn't spit on him. No.
He's asking if you jizzed on them.
I didn't jizz on them. No. Can I tell you why?
He doesn't want
Paco
one.
Bought the donuts.
You want to know why Paco's getting his doc paid? His pay doc? Taco?
Taco.
He's getting docoed. You want to know why?
Why is he getting docoed?
Because he knew the bit. He knew that I was docking pays.
That's
for
how
donuts.
Fucking much he's cucking you. He's
no, he's
daring
not cucking
you.
Me. He's giving me money. Thank you, Paco.
No, he's not.
Thank
because
you,
he
Paco,
knows you won't do
it's
it.
$10 for every donut. $10 pay doc for every donut.
He's taking another donut. Paco, that's the one I want. Stop having all of the vanilla sprinkles.
You know what? I respect it.
He licks all of them.
He's the real ass dude of the week.
Paco, eat all the donuts you want. I'm swear to God, I'm docoing.
$10? What is that going to do?
$20.
Look at this. Look, he's taking one bite of every donut.
Good.
Paco's going to get fat.
Yeah, I know. Why are you doing this to yourself? It's not good.
Well.
At least the girls can't eat the donuts now. Good job, ladies.
So nobody here had any bit, huh? I don't want the rest of your donut.
You know what?
Get out of here with that. I mean, I might take a bite of it, but.
Oh, no.
You can't eat a donut.
I respect myself.
He's looking at his body,
He's training to become a professional wrestler.
He better be.
Actually, I'd probably need donuts for that.
Yeah.
Put on some pounds.
Yeah, you are a little bit thin.
You know an HGH guy? Oh, wait. We both know an
HGH
guy.
I thought you said, do you know an itchy guy? You know, scabies? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
An itchy guy?
Yeah. Just Sagalo and his eczema?
Yeah. Fucking saggy. So I'll get you a little plug for Sagalo right there. I get what's going on, Feeny.
Hey.
Very are you garbage of you. I get what's going
on. Oh, yeah? Here. Is that what he does? Is that what they do?
Wow. So. So R. Kelly. Yeah, dude. He did Doc Pace, and now Paco's being Doc. We'll see if there's anybody else. Is there any uneaten donuts, Paco? You've bitten a bunch? There's another eight donuts. All right, so Paco's being ducked $80 for eating four donuts. He said worth it. So, by the way, Paco...
This bit, you understand people probably in the chat are loving this.
What?
The Paco.
The Paco bit? Yeah, they love Paco.
That's what I'm saying. And now the legend of Paco is growing and way worth $80.
That is true. You're investing in your own future. That makes sense. That's actually a good point. That's a 48 laws of power shit right there, doggy.
Yeah. Hell next thing you know, he'll be banging kids. Like R. Kelly.
Is that the farmer?
I don't know who this guy is.
Well,
but...
it's blasting through the thing, so hello, he's going to hear that.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
There we go.
I like how you scream.
He eats my donuts. I got to take his wallet from him, take the money out of his wallet.
Well, he's
I don't know who this guy is. Dying at the what donuts. Is he looking? What is he looking at?
How do we get that not playing in there?
So, Shannon, what?
I think he's here to fix the door.
Shannon, yes. What would you do to fuck Nathan's brother?
Oh. He's married.
You don't give a shit, Shannon.
I do.
If he wanted to fuck suck you one night, one painful fucking big pro wrestling session.
Lewis, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah,
it
I
takes
am.
A lot for me to like actually have sex with somebody.
I know. I've been trying.
5 years.
My God, have you been trying?
And plus, Nathan, we know your brother would never have sex with a woman with that grating Italian accent, right?
Nathan, would you? Who do you think if your brother had to pick one to have sex with? Is it Natalie or is it Shannon? Our producers, you can look at them. You can give them an eye up and down. Girls, if you want to, can we go to the bitch booth music, please? Thank you very much.
I think he'd tell me to fuck both of them.
There we go. There they go. A little music, please. Go back. There you go, girls. Dance. Move around a little for him. So, what do we think? What do you think, Randy? What would Randy be more into? Now, Shannon, look, Shannon's. Older, but that means more experience too. That's not a bad thing.
She's a crafty veteran.
Natalie's some
she lost a few miles on her fastball, but she's still got the curve.
Natalie's some non-binary college horse shit. Whatever she is.
Yeah, dude. Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah,
you know,
dude. Who the fuck knows? We don't even know what she is. So just
that's
understand.
That's actually weirdly woke of you.
This is going to be annoying. Because
you're not gender identifying her as just...
I don't know what she is, and I don't want her to sue me. So I'm going to play by her rules. She's a fucking, you know, she's a fucking hermaphrodite.
No, that's one of the only ones that
whatever
you can't
it is.
Say.
You can say hermaphrodite.
Can you?
No, not for humans.
You're not allowed to say
humans,
hermaphrodite?
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis got real pissed.
You're not allowed to say hermaphrodite.
Not about a human being.
Guys, I say the N-word.
I mean, then you can say what you want.
Yeah, we're talking about human beings.
Guys, I'm not going to... you think I'm drawing the line at hermaphrodite? I
thought it would be hilarious if you did. And you, like, fought anybody who said it in a public space. And you're like, you don't say the H word! You just get really mad.
I didn't know hermaphrodite was even a fucking thing, a problem. I had no idea.
I don't feel like you're much into looking up what problems are. You know?
It's supposed to be intersexed.
Intersexed.
Oh. With a T?
No, ED. ED, like intersexed.
You're supposed to, so if I have a dick and a pussy, I'm intersexed.
Yes. Intersexed.
Dude, how great would that be? Just fuck yourself.
That sounds
all day
more
long.
Like a superpower than a negative.
Intersexed? Yes.
Yeah, I feel like
that
if
would be
they
my,
both work.
That would be my superpower to come inside of myself. That's how
yeah, but you would get yourself pregnant so fast.
That's how I would stop crime. Someone would be robbing a bank, and I just put my dick in my own pussy, and I sort of ejaculate. just squirting fucking jizz into myself.
Yeah, all of the robber just
like,
going,
what the fuck is that?
They can't
That's
look
disgusting.
Away.
Disgusting. But I'm cream pieing myself. That's a great fucking superpower right there. Wow, dude.
Hey, would you respect me more if you knew that I sang R. Kelly's remix to Ignition in Chinatown 2 weeks ago and was booed because it was R. Kelly?
No.
How do you feel about that? No. Why not? You love R. Kelly.
Because that's my bit.
That's your bit?
That's my I already
you
did that
sing
bit.
You remix to Ignition?
I sang my remix to Ignition.
You don't even
in
have
Chinatown.
To say you don't even have to say Ignition remix. No one's picking the original
Ignition.
It's always going to be the remix.
I sang a remix
like
version in Chinatown and people got mad at me and they booed me. That's my bit.
That literally
So
wow.
That's weird that you would steal my bit.
But that do you respect that? Do you respect him taking your bit?
Wait a second.
I fucking did. <don't. laughs>
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
I have no idea what just happened.
You gotta, once you know Lewis for a long time,
yes.
there's the intricacies to his psychology that what? Work. You see that? I would just
real ass dude of the week right there.
You
don't know what happened. You just became real ass dude of the week.
That's
what happened.
Thanks,
right?
Man.
Wow. Wow.
Because I sang...
Over Paco.
The kid's good, yeah. Paco is in there. Second place again. Again.
He's
so hard.
He just knocked those donuts out of your head.
Yeah.
Take that, you dumb
from
fucking...
From out of nowhere, bitch.
You dumb spink. That's a spick slash chink. A spink. That's what you are, Paco. We decided you're Puerto Rican slash Chinese. Thank you. So, Shannon, go get a little bucket of warm water. And come in here and fucking and get some sexy music playing, Natalie.
If I cut you,
if you cut me,
if you don't cut him,
if you cut me,
if you don't cut him,
if you cut me, I will, and I mean this, I will actually punch you directly in your cheek.
I can't promise you that I'm not going to cut you.
I can't promise
you
that I'm not going to box you up.
Like,
I've been waiting for this.
That's such a shitty razor, too. There's almost no shot.
Paco's a dickhead because dude. I asked for 8 razors. He got me a big duo.
But dude, your chin hair is going to pinch, and it's going to definitely. Cut.
You might have to trim the chin hairs a little bit. And I want you to get the cheeks and up in here.
I don't know how to do
this. It's not that hard. I've shaved your head before.
You have shaved my head before. Yeah. Back in the day,
it was weirdly therapeutic.
Feeny, don't you want to do this instead?
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is why you want to shave Lewis. Because when shaving your head, he's kind of like, you know, Lewis is kind of like this wild animal, right? But when he's getting something shaved, he's very docile. And he doesn't really move. He actually kind of like talks and listens to. He becomes
like,
a different person.
You know what? I'm sorry for everything I've ever said.
I've always respected you. You know, I just say you those know, crude things about your body as a way of lashing out.
It's
I really
just a bit. Here, take a raise.
Like those little poodle puppies that just sit there quietly.
Shannon,
get
some warm water right now, okay? And I need you to, you better be wearing a tight shirt, other girl.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm a baggy t-shirt.
Well, then
maybe next
bend
time.
Over. Bend over. Let me get a fucking...
And I just put like warm water on a rag.
I don't know why that turned me on.
No, that'll be afterwards. You do the hot towel.
No, I want a hot towel.
Hot
no,
towel,
I want
cold towel.
It's got to be a bucket of warm water, okay? And then we're going to wet my face a little bit, and then we're going to put... You're going to do all this. You're going to apply the shaving cream to my face. Look, I'm getting turned on my dick right now. And I mean this. It's not a bit. Ha ha. Camera's off. My dick is literally filling up right now thinking about Shannon's fucking little tiny petite hands having to fucking rub shaving cream into my face. God, it's hot. Yes. Listen to me. I want everyone at home to masturbate during this segment. I want you to masturbate during this segment, and I want you to call in 573-GAS-LINE and let us listen to you beat off while Shannon rubs this into my face and shaves me. This is the hottest segment we've ever done on the show. We need some sexy music.
And then call in 578-GAS-LINE.
573-GAS-LINE.
573-GAS-LINE. And then when Natalie picks up, water? Yell hermaphrodite and then hang up.
That is just, that's actually just a cup of hot water.
Scalding.
You got me a cup of tea. Come on, Shannon. And get some sexy music on, Natalie.
Dude, Randy would love this too.
Randy would love this. Yeah. This is some fucking straight out of the Orton playbook.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at Shannon. Damn, girl. Holy fucking shit. Wow. Let's get Shannon. Let's pull the camera back a little bit. We gotta get Shannon on camera.
I have the same paper towel holder.
There she is. Look, there she is. Look at that. Look. Can we get some of Shannon's body in the shot, please? Shannon, they're trying to fucking masturbate. Don't be an idiot. You think your face is gonna get them to come? Fuck off. Like, you're pretty, but not that pretty.
You gotta, like, lean back, Lewis.
Shannon, stop acting like I have AIDS.
You know what you should do, Lewis? You know what you should do is spin around and do like the barbershop backwards thing. Yes. That's what you should do. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Oh! We're to the earthquake! That's fun for anybody watching.
Shannon, there's not enough water. She's pet. What is going on here?
She's never shaved.
Get some water on my face. Okay. Water. Here. Water. Water.
Just go right to the lather. You don't need that much water.
You need a lot of water, dog. Are you kidding me?
No. You can go dry face with enough shaving.
It's because you have greasy fucking Caucasian baby skin.
I have great skin.
It's not great.
It's pretty good.
Alright, what am I shaving?
Hold on. 573 gas line. We need to hear you masturbate while Shannon does this.
Shave from the lobes of his ears down.
Yeah, we're gonna come down here. We're gonna get the chin. We're gonna leave me a mustache.
Yeah, we're gonna leave him a mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a big bush, Lewis?
Shannon.
Like, Nathan. Rules. Yeah, yeah. Nathan. Don't say baby. This is going to be terrible for the audio listeners, but we'll try and give it play by play here.
You guys
Shannon is. Yeah. So she's your fucking job. I'll do your fucking job.
Yeah, I'm doing my job.
What is your job? What's your fucking job?
Sexually harassing Shannon.
All right. Well, then that's fair, and you're doing a good job of it.
Shannon is generously lathering in the foam now to Lewis's face.
Yeah. She's very tepid and pensive about this, she could tell.
I can literally hear her getting horny.
Yeah, you can kind of see her.
I can literally hear her getting horny right now. I'm not looking, but I bet her nipples are fucking rock hard.
Absolutely. You can see her clitoris through her jeans, jutting out. Just very powerful thumping. Clitoris. Yes. Ba-boom, ba-boom. That's one thing Randy likes is a big, fat clitoris.
This is an audition for Randy Orton. Randy
wife We're sending this.
Every fucking day. God yeah. damn it. Randy Orton's wife shaves him every morning because that's what a fucking real man.
You gotta stay back. Yeah. And get underneath his chin too, right in his. Yeah, there you go.
His second chin.
He's getting that fold there.
Shut the fuck up, Phoenix. You're a skinny little bitch, dude.
You fucking wish you were skinny. Just once. Just for a fucking day, you wish.
I'd rather be Jack fucking Diesel than be.
For what? For what? For 2 months a year? Every other year?
Shannon. Who would you rather have on top of you, pumping deep inside of you? Me or Feeny?
Who would treat you better, Shannon?
Who would treat you better?
Who? Yeah, you gotta do one thing at a time.
Who would treat you better, me or Feeny?
Feeny? Fuck off!
What do you consider better? What do you consider better?
In every way.
Like a bitch?
I'll make her come.
You think you're gonna make
100%.
She's not.
Shannon,
you're not even worried about. I understand, Shannon. As a come and it's a challenge. Well, you, on the other hand, you won't even care. You won't even be there.
Shannon can't come.
We have a caller if you want to hear him.
We do.
Oh.
I need this. 573
gas line. Tell me you're hermaphrodite. Tell
Get
me where you're from. Hello?
Oh,
it's a robot. All right, that's it. No. I changed it. No. Shut up.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Yo, what's going on, man? I just wanted calling from Texas. Just wanted to let Natalie know she's a dyke.
right, thanks very much. Okay.
Thanks, man.
This is why you're beating your meat right now.
All right, man. Later.
Are you beating your
meat? He just called in and called Natalie a dyke and hung up.
Okay. Yeah.
That's so random.
Not on this show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The more.
This
the
is
more
very.
On,
this is amazing.
We have more callers.
Oh, please.
I wonder what they have.
Natalie's like, please. Natalie, you should be screening these calls before.
573 Gaslight. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, my God.
This is going to be a 2-hour segment. I
like
can't
Paco,
believe.
Paco
we haven't even got to the
show.
Does not
know how to work the phone lines. And he's just sitting there smashing. Lewis,
you got
to
spin around, man. You
got to
spin around.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, man. This is tough. We're really losing momentum. Right, get out of the phones. We're done with the phones. Let's just go to the...
Stop being weird.
What?
So he's leaving the stash.
He's leaving just the stash.
Just the stash, huh?
Just the stash. Come on. Shannon, shut up.
Is that a game plan change?
I don't think she can get the chin hair with just that razor.
I know. It's going to be tough. It's going to tug and pull.
Going to have
sure.
a lot
We're
of...
all going to tug.
Shannon's going to tug and pull me. Hell yeah. I'll give you some bumps.
Come Short on. Strokes.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Go back to the
Shannon,
water.
You cut my mustache. It's the only thing without fucking shaving cream.
Shannon, if you had a funny bone in your body, you'd shave a Hitler mustache. If you had just an ounce of funny, you would have to make Lewis have to have a Hitler mustache.
If she was funny, she would quit by just shaving off the tip of my nose.
Just one eyebrow.
Come on, Shannon, make it sexy. Is the sexy music still on?
No, it's stop the sexy music.
Natalie, we're trying to make this fucking hot.
It's back. It's back. It's back.
Natalie, are you turned on right now about watching this?
Not really.
For some reason, Natalie shaved me the other side.
You are playing with fire if you're going to make Natalie do anything like that. I think we are already at the fucking edge of her fucking tolerance.
Yeah, Natalie's also never shaven anything on her own body. So she'll be all confused.
What is he holding upside down? What this do?
Hell yeah, Shannon. I'm going to make Shannon shave me every fucking day. Shannon, just kiss me on the head. Just stop. If you kiss me, I'll let you stop shaving me. Right now, if you deeply kiss me on the show, everybody, I swear, I shit you not, I will let you stop shaving me.
Old Shannon,
quote, pro in real time. This is very funny.
Old Shannon used to shave Master Lewis on his front yard every Sunday morning. And we thought to herself, why didn't she just snap and slice his throat? If you look at the skull of a Shannon, you see these 3 points right here. The third indentation means subservience.
Oh, Shannon. Is she doing a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking baby-faced.
Smooth.
Wow.
I kind of want to keep I kind of want to keep my chin pubes, though.
Get rid of them.
To do a mustache like Feeny? All right, let's do it, Shannon.
Well, I mean, you're not going to have a mustache like Feeny.
Did I go up here or
down? God damn it, Shannon. I think
you're only finish it if it wasn't
right
going to be hurtful, Zach. I feel like there was more to that.
Oh, no, I meant that you have a better mustache.
Oh, great. Thanks.
It's fuller. It goes down, too. His doesn't have... He doesn't have, like, the... down part that you
God damn it, Shannon, do it more
on?
Sensually. She's doing it like her hand shaking like she's hates it.
Yeah, it comes
until like 2 months ago. It was always I literally could never grow any facial hair. He's always had something.
Shannon's acting like she hates this.
She does. She's clearly expressing that moment to moment.
How did you know you could grow a mustache?
Right,
one day?
I didn't, I let it all grow. And then it was all terrible, and then I got rid of it but this, and then this blossomed.
Got it.
No.
Just shave just the chin. Get that chin out of there. Leave half of it. Now he will be a two-face, and then it'll be exactly...
Give me the goddamn razor, Shannon. You suck dick.
Shannon. Thank you,
No, that
Shannon.
Was an instruction. That's great. I'll trade if you suck dick.
Ow!
This is such a, like, this is going to be a thing where Lewis is like, I was running late, didn't have time to shave. I'll do it on the show. And then it was just shaves on
Make
two...
Make it a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, making a segment. Hit the chin, dog.
I can't do the chin without seeing it.
You're looking at... You got it right there.
No, dude. I'll do it later.
Wow.
No.
Pushed out of his own thing.
Fuck you, dude.
The own
You're
competition.
A bitch.
I hope you don't get bumps.
Yeah.
You were going a little fast.
I mean,
fast.
That cheap razor is definitely going to get bumps.
You were going really fast. It was no
Turn that way for a sec.
That's fine. I'm fine, Feeny. Relax.
You're very clean shaven. Shannon did a good job. Your side looks worse.
Shannon, did it turn you on a little bit? Not even slightly?
No.
Not even the power of having something sharp next to Lewis's neck?
No, it wasn't sharp enough. I couldn't really do damage.
With that razor? It really wouldn't. It would just be, what the fuck's wrong with you, crazy bitch? Yeah. Well, there we go, Shannon. Thank you very much for shaving me. Natalie, we're going to make you use a ball trimmer on me tomorrow's show. When are we going to do Natalie's makeover?
That's a great question. I'm going to schedule. Do you want me to find a makeover person? Because I thought that you had somebody.
What if it's just me? Can I be the makeover person? Natalie, can I be the person to actually make you up and pick the outfit and do it? I bet you that I can make Natalie fucking smoke. And
can you?
I bet you.
All right, then
you're going to do a She's All That episode?
Yeah. That was the idea. Because underneath this lesbian-like exterior, we've realized that Natalie's actually a hot chick in disguise.
Okay. Huh.
She doesn't have the glasses to take off to realize she's hot. Like, we got to put glasses on her. Yeah, she gets hotter. To cover just a portion of her face. You gotta neg these
girls. if you can successfully make me over, absolutely.
I will successfully make you over 100%. You will be a fucking, listen to me.
He will have you looking like a street prostitute. He will put on that like pink rouge eyeshadow, a hot pink mini skirt. It's just gonna be Lewis's like West Baltimore fantasy.
Natalie?
Natalie, is it?
We are going.
Just like mommy.
We are going to see your cheeks. That's happening. Just realize if I'm making you over, cheeks.
My ass cheeks?
Pop it out.
My ass is terrible.
Well, we're going to make your own judgments. You do not have terrible ass. I've stared at your ass.
No.
I've stared at. Hold on now. I got this. Boys, I got this. I've stared at your ass. You wear fucking annoying lesbian like shorts all the time. And in spite of those shorts, I think you got a little bit of a dumper on you.
You're simply incorrect.
Wow.
Every day that I'm like, see my ass in a mirror, I'm like, wow, that's terrible.
It's can I
like,
see it?
No.
Please?
I knew we were leading to that.
Bear?
No. Nope.
Bear. Can I see?
Yes.
Can I see a picture of your bare naked ass, please?
Why would I have taken one?
You want to see this bare naked lady's bare naked ass?
Yes. It's been 1 week since you looked at my ass. Lewis, I'm going to sue you and quit. Natalie, I bet it's not bad. Also, the problem is I think you're doing what I do with my dick. She's downplaying it.
No.
And then when you finally see it, you're like, okay,
I would 100% brag about it if I had a better ass.
What
I
is
don't.
That, Paco? A hot towel? Aw.
Wow.
Ben ate two donuts. Ben is being docked $40. That is literally 3 weeks
Ben
pay
made
for Ben.
-$40.
Yeah. Ben lost money coming into work.
You're being docked, Ben. This is dock. These are docking donuts. That's right.
Ben heard docking and got excited.
Yeah. Every bite or every donut?
Every donut.
Oh, okay.
Can I have another coffee, please, from somebody? I don't even know what to fucking do with you people anymore. Listen, you want to do the fan script?
Sure.
Let's do it. Shannon, who's cast it as what?
So it's you and Zach can play yourselves.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. Texas is getting crazy, dude.
And then the other two characters are Jason Ellis and Ian Fidan, so of Feeney and Nathan.
Which one of you can do an Australian
accent? Can you do an Australian accent?
I can do a bad one, which would be annoying. So it's.
I'll do Ian.
Okay.
Feeney. And I'll do the...
Just a regular annoying accent?
It's written by Fucked Up Kid, sharkofcomedy@gmail.com.
I'll do this stuff in parentheses.
Should we have given out his email address? I don't know why I did that.
Well, sorry about giving out your emails. If you feel bad, you can call him at.
He's Shark of Comedy. So I feel like that's a...
Shannon, you're the narrator?
Yeah. Right. Okay. An angry Jason Ellis marches towards the office of the show's general manager.
Come in!
Jason pushes the door open.
What in the bloody hell are you waiting for, Gomez?
What the fuck are you talking about, doggy?
Maybe you haven't heard, but I just won my match tonight. You said if I won, then I would get a shot at the title.
Lewis remembers having said that earlier.
It's a good accent.
Pretty good.
Like it's pretty good. Really good. He's toidle. It really threw me.
Toidle.
But he didn't expect Jason to win his handicap match against the gayest tag team of all time, the Bye Guys.
Nice. Listen to me, Jason. A real-ass manager always keeps his word. You've got your match.
Louis was playing dumb, which is not difficult for him to do.
Aww.
What Jason Ellis did not know is that Louis J. Gomez always has a backup plan.
Ah, me head!
A folded steel chair swung at the back of Jason's skull, instantly dropping him on the floor of the office.
Not so tough now, are you, you kangaroo kike?
Yeah, man, that pinfall tonight was totally not cool. Hey, Zacky Bear, hit him again!
Jason laid flat on his stomach, another vicious chair shot.
Hey, bye guys, let's teach this disrespectful bitch who's boss around here.
Ian scoops up both of Jason's legs and decides to suck on his toes the way he sucks on thick tranny dick. Zach merciless.
Shannon, you said this sucked and you were wrong. This rules.
Zach mercilessly sits all of his weight on Jason's back. Meanwhile, Louis stands over Jason's body, unzipping his jeans.
Bloody hell, mate. I just fancied a fight. Please, Louis Gomez, don't do this.
Jason struggles to free himself as Louis mounts him from behind with an engorged Blue Chew erection.
Hell yeah.
Louis leans passionately close to Jason's ear and whispers,
"One final thing, doggy."
Like a vice, Louis grips Jason's shoulders with his strong Puerto Rican hands.
"You forgot the J, motherfucker."
Louis enters Jason forcefully, shredding the edges of his tender Australian asshole, each powerful pump hammering away at Jason's self-respect.
Hell yeah.
The pungent stench...
Take that, Jason.
The pungent stench of spontaneous sodomy fills the room.
Now that's what I call a trip down under.
Zach Snipes jokingly.
Yoo-hoo! Save some hot cum for me!
Demands Ian. With a loud roar, Louis J. Gomez finishes punishing Jason's disrespect. Sweaty and exhausted, Louis unsheathes his penis from Jason's ass.
Hell yeah, dude. Use the promo code Rattlesnake.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Louis.
Like a Puerto Rican lion, Louis stands triumphantly. He reaches for a towel and dries the blood, shit, and cum off his dick.
I know that, Jason. By the way, doggy, that title match you wanted? It's up next.
End scene.
Wow. That was some fucking great fan fiction right there, dude. What we need.
You know what this brilliant. Guy did, right? He kept it short.
Yes.
All these other ones have been like 10 pages.
Yeah, you got to be no longer than 4 pages. 2 to 3 pages is the ideal. Nice and short. In and out. Little gay sex. We like that. We appreciate that. That guy just won a Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Set him up, Shannon. Please respond to him and let him know. We should create a custom fan fiction shirt. That's the way to fucking do it, dude. That's the way to do it. Anyway, that guy rules. Fuck yeah. Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is an incredible company that supports everything we do. They're the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, marquee sponsor for my entire fight camp. Really supporting everything we do. And that's why you should support them. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, get it from Yo Kratom. They're home of the $60 kilo. You can have your Kratom delivered right to your door at really, really inexpensive prices. That is truly the way to do it. And if you guys are supporting them, you're supporting us directly. So once again, that is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Guys, if you love the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get the premium subscription. You get access to the on-demand library. Every Real Ass Podcast that we've ever done in the history of the show, over 700 episodes, all available ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Bye Guys, Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is, 20 shows on the network that you cannot get anywhere else. Support the Gas Digital Network. It's only $8 a month if you keep the membership, which is pretty fucking incredible. I'll tell you that much.
Some news coming out of Texas.
What?
That is threatening Skankfest.
No, stop it. No, there's none. Stop that. Don't say that.
They're out of ICU beds and experiencing record numbers. Again.
Whatever. This is a...
And the dude who is like the anti-mask freedom rally guy, he's now fighting for his life with COVID-19.
Whatever, dude.
He looks like Jonah Hill.
Whatever, dude. It's fine. We're going to do it outside.
I'll be there.
We're going to do it outside. We're going to do it outside.
Outside.
I think that's the plan. Oh, I told them. I was like, guys, come November, I have a feeling they're going to start shutting things down indoors again. This is going to be, I think, society.
It'll be long before November.
There's going to be no indoor shit during the fall and winter months. And then during the summertime, we'll probably be able to do concerts and things like that. And that's just going to be... There's no way they're giving up us getting a vaccine twice a year and the billions of dollars that that's worth. It's not a conspiracy. That's just a fact. That's happening. I get it. If I'm Moderna, I'm like, yeah, dude, we got to fucking make sure everyone's taking this shit twice a year. This is fucking great. It's a lot of money. So sure, it is what it is.
But also ICU beds.
I see you being a faggot right now.
Let him have it.
Shut the fuck up about the
I'm
ICU
saying I'll here. Be there, but you know.
I hope you'll be in an ICU bed.
I'll see you. It's Geckless.
I'll see you. Fucking in intensive care. Okay. What else? The crate challenge. You know, this is what we got to do for fight journals. We got to make Harrington and Dylan crate challenge.
Somebody died.
No.
Yeah.
What is a crate challenge, first of all? What is it? I don't really understand.
It's the milk. You set up milk crates. I don't know where people are getting this many milk crates because you need like 25.
Well, that's why it's being done in the hood because these people are willing to rob delis.
Shen, you got to play the one dude who really just breaks his spine.
Well, the one guy kicked out the thing and he fell down and just landed on his ribs.
Here's a compilation of a few of them.
Oh, great. Oh, this is...
Next challenge. Who's...
I'm going to turn the... It's annoying. The background.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Jesus
okay.
Jesus Christ.
And it always has to be on grass, too. That's the other thing, because the grass makes it more uneven. Oh, this is my favorite one. He just confidently walks and then loses a little bit and it's gone.
And he just
shatters his spine and they all laugh. But now this woman, meanwhile, in stilettos, goes up with just such focus like I've never seen.
That's confidence.
If they would put...
That's her name. Confidence Washington.
Man, I'll tell you this, though.
If she would have put half this much focus into the eighth grade, she would...
You laugh like the Joker. That's a fun laugh.
I love... It's just you're in a place where you can say things.
Yeah.
It's rare.
It's rare these days.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. She's the only person I've ever seen do this. Like,
that's the challenge.
I saw another guy do it on something else. And he did it like, ran up.
They stopped before she dunked the basketball.
Why are they using Rottweiler puppy cages?
Oh, no, they're doing it on...
What is going on here?
That's not that bad. But, I mean, that's such a small... But, yeah, you have to have, like, the way that they had it set up where it was like... Yeah, here we go.
That one's not that high.
No.
How many rows?
I mean, think about how many you need. One, three. I mean, it just keeps growing. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then,
Right, Christ the solar almighty. Plexus.
Dude, a woman died doing this. They set it up. They have it, like, the video of it. She was at,
can
like,
we see
a,
the girl that died? Video, please.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Does it live or does it die?
Well.
Can we make Harrington and Dylan do this week on Fight Journal, please?
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty confident I could do that.
You think so?
With ease?
You think so?
How many crates are we talking? Four? Five?
Yeah, I mean, whatever the standard amount is.
Would you do it? Let's say we got, realize challenge. Mike Feeney, we will take donations and we'll get an amount of money where if you complete the challenge, you get one shot at it, though. If you fall, you fucking fall. You get nothing. And then we donate the money.
But. If you kick it out from under me when I'm on it, I get your car.
Well, you could have me arrested. Attempted murder.
I want the car. It's just the car.
When did this thing start?
I feel like within the week.
A week ago?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this dangerous? Do you think?
Does it?
Do
it's you think Harry?
What's
so? I wonder what makes it so hard.
The crates are not. They don't bounce. They don't stack on top of each other.
Like,
and
it's not...
you have to do it on grass. Because the street is like a cheat for it. Because the grass makes it even more. And then they're so light that putting your whole body weight on four of them,
Yeah, okay.
You have to be very good at balancing.
So I found an article that said the Dallas woman did not die the milk crate challenge. She was just injured.
Let's see it.
I'm looking for the video. I just found an article saying that she didn't actually die.
Because that was like trending, is that she died.
All right, Feeney, you fucking give us dead person blue balls. Asshole.
Three people were shot while doing it.
What?
You can just share the screen. Three people shot while doing the controversial milk crate challenge.
Damn,
that's
dude.
Ridiculous.
Chicago's wild.
Is this a video of them getting shot?
No, it's just a screenshot. It's Louisiana. It happened.
Oh, they were killed in a drive-by. While they were shooting. I mean, that's my thing is, where do you get that
Did
many
they
milk
shoot
crates?
At them or did they shoot out the bottom crates?
I mean, look how many crates that is.
It's if it's five, I think it should be 25 for all. If it's five high in the middle, crates. It should be 25 crates, I think.
It's a lot of crates. No. Uh-oh. Are you going to do five, math on air? Seven, here we go. Six, with your fingers. Shh. Let him go.
Seven and then five.
He's correct. Sorry.
Damn. You just got fucking 19.
Five,
dude.
If it's five high, it's 19.
Five and then eight, six, four, two, two,
one.
Six. Yeah. 25.
19.
25.
19. 19. Everyone, 19.
Okay.
Say 19.
But just, we can just say it's 19.
It's That's 19. Been a strategy on this show before.
Yeah, just say 19.
You gonna make me draw it?
Yes.
4, 5. 1,
6,
two,
7,
three, four,
8,
1,
9.
Two,
it's 25.
11,
I just
12,
did it on a
shut
calculator.
Up.
14,
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can't believe you're counting 10, it again.
1, 25.
49 milk crates.
To complete the challenge, you need...
Are people buying them? Or are they taking them?
Yes, all of these people in the hood are buying
legally buying milk crates.
But even if you're stealing milk crates, where do you find 49 milk crates to steal?
You have to go to 30 separate gas stations.
Yeah. And they're all, like, you know?
Was that? I guess that one, is that seven tall? Six?
That's fucking wild. Well, we're gonna try to do some iteration of the milk crate challenge this week on Fights Journal with Harrington and Dylan. We'll see what happens. Wild. Maybe they'll die.
Harrington will get like horrifically hurt if that happens.
Yeah, he's too fast.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh no, no. You gotta bend your knees. That's the problem. His face.
I mean, if you're a fat person, here's a problem. Once you're up there, it's too late.
Oh, they kicked it. Now the person who kicked it should have to get beaten to a pulp.
I would kill them.
You know what? All right.
This person's just confidently going to... See, the problem is no one's bending the... I mean, he's also wearing jorts, so that's going to be tough. But you gotta keep the... See, his other leg is...
That's where it gets wild. Right at four, it gets wild.
You got to bend your both knees at all times.
Feeny, are you willing to do this, Feeny?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, on grass, I'm definitely not doing it.
It's just hilarious because it looks like they exploded in a pile of plastic.
You talk like you've seen the training and you know exactly.
That's a lesbian, by the way. That's been a lesbian the whole time.
That was a woman?
That was a lesbian the whole time.
She just heard the box challenge.
Yeah, you got some black box?
Uh-oh. No. I mean, this is like high quality entertainment.
He's got a cigarette.
There's got to be somebody that does it like awesome. Like some fucking.
I saw a guy do it.
Oh,
awesome.
No! Oh, it's the chest.
I feel like every time you fall.
Chest.
And spike your body.
Now, there was some. I saw some stupid CrossFit douche that was this white guy who was like, went up to the top and was doing like squats on them and then ate a meal and then went out.
Had some cereal.
He literally did. He did like a whole thing and it was, you know, Black Twitter was very pissed. Here we go. Oh, you're stupid.
They didn't have enough milk crates to even do it.
Yeah, that shouldn't be two steps down.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Oh, boy.
Nope. Oh, he caught that guy, saved him from his face smashing on the concrete. That was awesome.
I want to see somebody's head explode like a melon, please. Why? I mean, this is supposed to be the most dangerous thing in the world.
They're all getting very hurt. Oh, he cracked his back of his head, though.
That actually looked like it was comforting. Like, it felt like he...
What is... Oh, this is in prison, by the way. In prison. I don't know how they got the milk crates in prison or who gave them, but...
How can you tell from the rest of the videos?
I've actually seen this video before, too, though, but yes. This is a prison. And why do they have phones in prison, actually?
Yeah, they get phones in prison. That's like a thing.
They do?
Those are very weird milk.
Those are thick. Yeah, those are better quality.
That's like Africa. This is what we serve milk in Africa.
Don't. He's got the right idea, though.
Look at this guy with the curly hair. He looks like he wants to kick it out so badly. Dude, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I like the concept. That's what it's got. You got to go slow, methodical, and then...
All right, let's try
it.
His
big black dick. All right.
Man, this
I think this guy might do it. Hold on.
Come on.
That might be the guy that I saw do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Confidence now.
Yeah.
In the Jordans.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the way to fall, though. You got to kick it out.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, black people really love watching their cousins hurt each other. Like, they just love, like, watching their family members almost
die.
That's
everybody. I mean, Jackass. Hello. That's, like, the most fun thing is watching anybody get physically hurt is funny.
I don't know that I would actually want to watch.
Yes, you would.
I don't know. If Harrington and Dylan were willing to do it, like, six milk crates high, I don't know if I don't know that I'd let them do it.
It would be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I know I'd let them do it. I'm kidding. All right, man. Let's get him out here right now. Funny would that be?
No, it wouldn't be funny if Zach did it. That would be that would actually terrify me.
Well, Zach's foot would bust through the first one.
I would make one.
Still fall over, but slowly. Like someone falling off a moped.
Everyone who fell seemed to smile, like they're smiling.
Well, because they're being filmed. Adrenaline. They're in an incredible amount of pain.
I feel like there's got to be someone who snapped their femur.
Dude, the most pain I've ever been in my entire life. We'll end on this. We'll talk about the most, the one time you remember the most pain you've ever been in. I would say as it relates, because I think maybe the one time I stepped on a rusty nail, it felt like my leg had to be amputated. It was fucking wild.
It went through your foot?
It went into my foot, rusty nail. And I was like,
did it come
back
out the other side?
No. It didn't go out the other side. It just went in, and then I went, like Home Alone. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you fell down backwards. Yeah.
Dude, that pain that I felt in my leg at that time was pretty excruciating.
Oh, my God.
But when I was maybe 8 years old, 9 years old, like my son's age, I was riding a bike by myself in my neighborhood, and I was doing it with no
hands.
Where'd
you steal it?
Come on, bro. Racist.
Nathan's just trying to figure out with the racism.
That's not okay. So I was riding it with no hands with my eyes closed, just as like a trick, but not for anybody. I was just like by myself. And
I've done that.
I just, of course, we're kids. We're like, no hands.
Invincible.
No eyes.
Yeah, fully invincible.
So I felt.
Or so we're about to find out.
Yeah.
What felt like I would say like Iron Man punching me in the chest. Like, ooh. Just fucking. I was like, but I mean, dude, I can't explain to you. Like, it was so hard. It was like, I went, and what happened was I started veering off.
Uh-huh.
There was a parked, like, a pickup truck. Who had a really long, like, window or mirror, like a rear view, side rear view mirror that was like out jugged, and it was perfectly lined up with my chest. It just hit me, smashed me right in the middle of the fucking chest. And I fell off the bike. I smacked my head on the ground. And I just rolled around on the ground,
crying
without being able to breathe, like. And I had no idea what happened. Like, it just felt like I was attacked. Like, it was crazy. When you're just going from, like, just being fucking a kid.
Playful
just
and innocent.
Free,
yeah.
Like,
Lewis only right after that was like, I'm angry now. And then he just became
that was
away.
The moment. Yeah, that was the moment.
And that mirror was a foot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be dead, yeah. What's the most pain you've ever been in?
I turned my arm. I broke my leg.
Oh, yeah, when you broke your leg. Yeah,
how'd you do that again?
I was wrestling and I got the mats had like a gap in them and my toes went in it. I got taken down. I turned my foot the other way. And then my coach, in his brilliant defense, said, stand him up and see if he can walk on it.
Hell yeah.
And I broke it again.
No.
Real ass.
Oh, no.
What about you? Most pain you've ever been in physical?
My across the street neighbor was like older than me. She was riding a mountain bike when I was still on the big wheelie. You know, the three-wheel plastic thing. Mm. And I thought it would be a fun idea to tie the steering column of my plastic big wheelie to her mountain bike. And then we were on the sidewalk, and then she started pedaling. And then I hadn't grabbed the handlebars before she started pedaling, and it turned... The steering column turned sideways, locking me in place. And then the wheel was dragging like this. So it flipped over and locked me in place. And she was dragging me, which she was deaf, so she couldn't hear anything. I was any of the screams. And it was.
I missed that she was deaf.
Yeah, I did not catch that part either.
Oh. She was deaf. She was deaf, and she was pedaling as fast as she could with the biggest smile anybody's ever had.
Best day ever.
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, it was just my elbows and knees being dragged on the sidewalk. old enough where I wasn't riding a bike yet, so I don't know, like five or six or something. And she
and you were just shrieking.
She pulled me like two houses before she even turned around because she was like trying to, because you know there was obviously a lot of resistance, you know. Yeah. And
goddamn, Feeny, you're heavy.
When she turned around, it was just there was just blood. It was just all blood everywhere. Yeah. It's just my elbows just, and my knees, my just, bony elbows.
Just two arms. Yeah, yeah. Attached to bones.
Yeah. Dude, it was like, it couldn't have been, it couldn't have pinned me in a worse spot where if it wasn't even like my hip or like any fleshy part of just bones.
Christ.
Grating on sidewalk.
Do you remember how bad the injury was?
Yeah, I remember like going home and she was like freaking out.
How old
and
was she?
She was probably like 5 or 6 years older. She's probably like 10 or 11 or something like that. Because she was riding a mountain bike. So she was like, you know, already doing that. And I was way younger. And what was that?
That might be. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She really, it's pretty brutal. But I remember going home and being like, you know when you come home, you burst through the door crying? And your mom's like, what? What's going on? And then I remember her face going like, like she saw, like I think she said she could see bone in my elbow, but I don't know. I mean, who knows? But it was like that deep, that much skin had worn off. It was just clapping along to the, that it dragged the whole thing. And I was just, and then she was like pouring all, you know, they had to get all the rocks and stuff out of it. And she's like pouring the peroxide on. And it was just, it felt like battery acid being poured in. Didn't go to the hospital.
What? No. That wasn't that bad.
Real ass dude.
Or bad mom.
Yeah, bad mom.
Real bad mom.
Yeah, yeah. Real bad mom. It was absolutely terrible. And it was never anything in my life. That was the first time in my life that it was like, this is a fucking brilliant idea to go as fast as Stephanie is going. And then once the second that locked, I'm like, uh-oh.
Okay, first of all, did you call her Daphne?
I can't believe that we didn't, but we actually
and
did it. Damn.
Did your mom resent her after that? Like, I do not want you playing with that deaf cunt across the street.
You know what? My mom didn't. I was kind of like, I don't want to play anymore. Like, we had to take some time apart, but, you know, it wasn't her fault. It was 100% my fault. It was my idea, but she was just gung-ho about it. But also, she was older than me. She should have had the knowledge to have been like, this probably isn't a good idea, or if anything, you should be in the front.
She was in on it. I'm going to drag this little faggot three houses.
Yeah.
It's like, Stephanie, can you hear the voice in your own head telling you not to do this?
Yeah. But I'll never forget, because I was like enough to where I could see. And my whole thing was just like, I was worried. It felt like days she was dragging me. It was like a house. But I remember seeing, like staring at her while she was riding, but she was not looking back. And I just kept being like, fucking turn around. Bitch. Fucking look.
Bitch, your eyes work.
Please look. Please look back. And then looking back like, like a golden retriever, like so happy, and then see, and then that you know, that slow being like, you know, that kind of a thing. That was awful.
She brought you home or no?
Yeah, she brought me back. She felt so, so bad.
Nathan, what is your most physical pain you've ever been in?
Does it have to be an accident like this, or can it be a surgery? I mean,
whatever the physical pain is. Are they trying to elongate your leg?
Yeah.
Well, they broke my leg in 5 places and pinned it back together to change the angle and broke my hip, and it's called a periacetabular osteotomy or some shit. Yeah, they broke all the bones. So for 2 months, I mean, any time I moved, it was the most excruciating pain.
Also, when I was kidding about your leg, damn. Sorry, bro.
No, it's cool.
So that was it. Fuck.
That was it.
I fell off of a bike once onto my chin. That was pretty.
Is that why you have that perfect chin now?
Yeah. Was the ground okay?
Yeah, dude. Your fucking chin just fucking like, dude, my chin sucked before I went face first into the ground, and now it chiseled it into the perfect chin, it turns out.
That was a really nice way to make up for making fun of my deformity.
Well, you have an actual deformity. It's a scary thing. Will you work my son's Halloween party this year?
Yeah.
Limp around. Just waddling in. Dude, my dog barks at anybody who has a limp. I don't know what it, or like drags their leg.
Freak!
My dog goes crazy. I don't know what, I think it's because the dogs see how people like normally walk it when someone's doing like this, like they're not used to the motion, dude. And my dog goes like, there's a dude.
Where he gets low to the ground.
Yeah, dude, he gets low. There's a dude in my neighborhood who like, his legs, he must have muscular dystrophy or something where his legs are so fucked up that he like walks with a shopping cart for like balance. And my dog tries to kill him every single time he sees him, and it's the worst because you're like, sorry man, I don't know why, I wish, but he's doing it. So
could it be the shopping cart?
No, because he's walked without the shopping cart. It, okay. It has not changed his...
Walked. Yeah.
Yeah. Walked.
All right. We're going to run. We're going to wrap. We got to go.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for watching my show. Have a good one.
I'll say goodbye the way that I say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Enjoy your days. Enjoy your weekends. We're going to be back on Monday with another great show. Shane, who are our guests on Monday?
It is Katie Boyle and Ray Kump.
Ooh, Kump and Boyle. Very excited about that. That'll be great. Guys, enjoy your weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.